bloody MacLeady. If she knew what I know, that Eugenia Spence is alive in the Winterlands and trusts me and not her, she might not speak to me that way. Right, I've more important matters at hand. I crawl into Felicity's tent, where I've left our copy of A History of Secret Societies, and, lounging on the settee in the great room, proceed to read it anew, hoping for some clue to the hiding place of the dagger. With a sigh, I resign myself to combing through it page by page, though 502 pages are so many to wade through, and I curse authors who write such lengthy books when a few neat pages of prose would do. First is a title page. Next is a poem, The Rose of Battle by Mr. William Butler Yeats. Rose of all roses, rose of all the world, I read aloud. You, too, have come where the dim tides are hurled upon the wharves of sorrow, and heard ring the bell that calls us on, the sweet far thing. It seems a fine poem, from what I can tell, as it doesn't make my teeth ache, and I decide it shall be the poem I'll recite at our masked ball. Opposite that page is one of the illustrations that grace the book. I must have glanced at it a half dozen times without really seeing it. A simple ink drawing of a room with a table and a single lantern, a painting of boats hanging on the wall. With growing excitement, I realise it is rather like the room I've seen in my visions. Could it be the same one? And if so, where is it? Here at Spence. And could this be where Wilhelmina Wyatt took the dagger? I run my fingers over the inscription beneath it. The key holds the truth. Quickly, I flip through the pages, searching for other illustrations. I locate the tower again, and I wonder, could it be the east wing as it once stood? Flip again, and there's a drawing of a leering gargoyle above the inscription, Guardians of the Night. Another drawing shows a merry magician, much like Dr. Van Ripple, placing an egg inside a box, and the next panel shows the egg vanished. It is entitled The Hidden Object. The drawings don't correspond with the text, from what I can tell. It's as if they exist as their own entity, a form of code. But for what? For whom? Miss MacLeady enters, fuming.
Miss Doyle, I'll not tolerate such an appalling lack of discipline and sportsmanship. If you don't care to play the game, you may sit on the field and cheer your schoolmates.
They are not my mates, I say, turning a page.
They might be, if you weren't so desperately in love with being all alone in the world.
It's a shame Miss MacLeady did not take up riflery, for she's an excellent shot. I tired of the game, I lie.
No, you tired of the rules? That would seem to be a habit of yours.
I turn another page. Miss MacLeady steps forward.
What are you reading that is so captivating you feel it necessary to ignore me?
A History of Secret Societies by Miss Wilhelmina Wyatt. I glare at her. Do you know it? Her face drains of colour.
No, I can't say I do.
And yet you purchased a copy from the Golden Dawn booksellers at Christmas time.
Have you been spying on me, Miss Doyle?
Why not? You spy on me.
I look after you, Miss Doyle, she says, correcting me,
and I hate her for this lie most of all. I know you knew Wilhelmina Wyatt, I say. Miss MacLeady rips off her gloves and drops them onto a table.
Shall I tell you what I know of Wilhelmina Wyatt? She was a disgrace to the Order and to the memory of Eugenia Spence. She was a liar, a thief, a filthy addict. I tried to help her, and then...
She taps the book with her finger.
She wrote these lies to expose us, all for money. Anything for money. Did you know that she tried to blackmail us with the book so that we might abandon our plan to raise funds for the restoration of the East Wing?
Why would she do that?
Because she was spiteful and without a shred of honour. And her book, Miss Doyle, is no more than twaddle. No, it's more dangerous than that, for it contains perfidies, corruptions of truth written by a traitor and peddled to the highest bidder.
She closes the book with a loud crack, and snatching it from my grasp, marches straight for the kitchen. I run after her, catching up just as she opens the oven door. What are you doing? I say, aghast.
Giving it a proper burial.
Wait!